Welcome, everybody. Share number 1184. We're learning today, Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv, and Rabbi Zis, Lili Nishmas Blim, Abbas from Moshe, and that our learning should be a protection in Eretz Yisrael and all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, getting back to our malacha of Shoichet, slaughtering. So, an important question brings down the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, which is a Talmud of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita Zalzayin Gazuntin Shtark. So he writes over there, interesting, in conjunction with his Rebbe and others, in reference to taking sugar. A lot of times, it shouldn't be in the Gehel Maisa, but Rachmanos on somebody diabetic or these type of situations, a person has to check their sugar a few times a day, constantly, whatever the case is. And obviously, as a person knows, it's a needle, whatever the case is, and it draws blood. It takes out, you know, the blood comes out. So we've been learning that one of the problems of Shoichet slaughtering is not just killing insects, but also making oneself bleed. So what does one do in this situation? So the problem is, in general, when somebody has to check their blood, he brings down from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, he brings down on the bottom, it's on page Tuf Yod Aleph, on the Ois Lamed Ches, he talks about on the bottom, he brings from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita. So he says like this, that the problem is that Bedikas Dam, if somebody has to, you know, like sort of take a blood test or take out blood and test it, like in the case of sugar or so on, that is running into a problem, because in general, if you make somebody makes themselves bleed, let's say somebody's flossing, let's say somebody brushes their teeth, whatever the case is, they make themselves, in a case where you're allowed to brush your teeth, in general, we don't brush our teeth, but whatever the case is, somebody made them, and they started bleeding, they started flossing and they started bleeding, so they don't want to bleed, they want to floss. So it's what we know, it's what we call a malacha she'ein sri Lagufa. Okay, so, but in the case in time where somebody, the dafka, takes out blood, like in a case like this, which we'll talk about, so it's a malacha shetzricha lagufa, right? That's what he brings down. He brings down that if somebody takes out blood from their body in any way, and they want to check it. So if I have a malacha hatzricha lagufa, this is a malacha shetzricha lagufa, which is the real deal, as I said, the yesh bei yisa toiren. It's a real deraisa of shoychet slaughtering. V'lochein ein lasis bedikas dam. So he brings down, so v'lochein ein lasis bedikas dam. A person cannot check their blood in the way whereby they have to make themselves bleed like this. Unless it's a case in time whereby it's a choyla sheyesh by sakana, which we always discuss, a dangerous situation if they don't. In other words, in a case of a diabetic, Rahman Aslan, if a person's on a level, it shouldn't be negei lemaisa, but whereby if they don't check, they're running into a question of a dangerous situation, then they would be allowed to do it. Now, we want to stress the fact, obviously, a person, this is not a case in time whereby, in general, we say when it's a dangerous situation, a person is not allowed to even ask. You have to do whatever it takes, and everybody has to do whatever it takes to save a person's life. But in this case, this is a case whereby, in general, a person, you know, has to know their own situation. And in case not, before Shabbos, to ask a Rav, the level of the urgency, how to go about doing it. Now, he continues on saying, I just want to stress that point and make it very clear. We're not, in general, a case in time whereby it's a dangerous situation, there is no asking. Everybody has to do whatever it is to save the person. But if there's a case in time like this, whereby everything is calm, it's just a question of how do I do it? How does a person do it? So then a person should, you know, double check and make sure they're on the right path, as they say. So he brings down further and he says, Aval Tzorich Cholashi, but it's a case in time where it's a chayla she'ein bo sakana, then it also lasses bedikas dam ki imalidei akum. Then they would need a goy, a non-Jew, to do the checking of the blood. They can still do the checking of the blood if they fall into the category, which we're going to learn when we start to learn the halachas of refuah, hilchas refuah, but they fall into the category, let's say, of she'ein bo sakana. It's not a sakana, but they're still a chayla, right? They're still, quote-unquote, a sick person. So then, would be allowed to be done through a guide. Tzricha chayla she'im by sakana nasin b'shabes al yidei akum. Right, so one is allowed to do things for somebody's in a case in time whereby the chayla she'im by sakana, a sick person, but not in a case of whereby sakana through a guide. So that's the bottom line, pretty much how he sums it up. So he says an oislam and ches up on top. Again, you know, each situation has to be assessed differently, and this is not like we said, each case, in each case a person has to know, you know, what they're dealing with. But he says like this, Choyle, somebody has to take the shogeg, Shetzricha Livdek Domei, Kama Paman B'Yom, a person, case in time, whereby they have to check the blood a few times a day, right? These things come up by a diabetic, Rachmanis, on these type of things. Tzarech B'dikas Sukkah, they have to check their sugar levels and so on. So Lechatchila, Yesh Lasis Kein Alidei Akam, Lechatchila. One should. What's the best way to do it? That the person should have a guy check it for them. V'miyef shalidiyakum. But the case in time, good. So they're stuck. They don't have the guy. There's no guy available. Yeah. So then he says yasa aliday shinai. Then a person should do it through a shinai. In other words, not the regular way, without being careful not to hurt themselves, but not the regular way that they always do it, with a shinai, a different, using possibly a different finger, whatever the case is. So v'mi, I mean a different finger. In other words, making it a different way that they usually do it from during the week. So then he says further, so if it's a case in time where they can't do it with a shinoi, an older person, whatever, they're by themselves, there's no guy available, whatever the case is. So he says, then the person can taka do it by themselves. The v'derech klal hamanias mibdika sukkah, if somebody doesn't check their sugar, in the case whereby a person's on that level, a diabetic, or, you know, whatever the case is, when the doctor said, you know, whatever, I'm just giving an example. When the doctor said, well, the person's a diabetic, Rahman Aslan, and they must check their sugar 2-3 times, 4 times a day, whatever the case is. Otherwise, it's dangerous, and that's what the doctor says, so then that's what they have to do. But again, if it's possible through a guy, in case not with a shinai, that's not possible, so then that's what he brings down. Halacha l'maisa, d'vderech klal hamanias b'dika sukkah l'choylei sukkah, with somebody who is a diabetic, Rahman Aslan, yachal l'hevi l'idei chashash sakana, he could bring himself to a sakana, if they don't check the sugar and keep track of what's going on. And then the person would fall, he or she would fall into the category of chayla sheyesh by sakana. So just to sum up real quickly, not to get it too complicated. Again, if a person's in a situation of dangerous situation, something happens, whatever, in general, we say all hands on deck. But if there's place and time, like in a question of, whereby a doctor said, well, the person has to check their sugar, right, 3-4 times a day, what, when and where. So then the person should double check, you know, with a rav and find out, you know, if taka they're on that level, what exactly has to be done. But in general, the halacha is, the best thing is to do, if they're able to have a guy available to do the sugar checking. In case the guy is not available, to do it with a shinai, with a change, do it differently than they do it during the week. And in case not, the case in time, there's no guy available, they can't do it with a shinai, whatever the case is. They tried, they couldn't, they still have to check the sugar, right? Regular diabetic, Rahman Aslan, like he brings down, it could put a person into a makam sakana. So then he says, in that case, then one would be allowed to do it by themselves. So that's basically the story as far as that. It shouldn't be negela mice because of the fact that this we're dealing with definitely a sophic, at least a sophic of sheyesh by sakana, chayla sheyesh by sakana, sophic b'kuach nefesh, and one has to be extremely careful in these cases. But again, I do want to stress the fact that this is taka case in halacha, whereby there's time. That time meaning that the person could set up beforehand, could, you know, double check what has to be done, or they could set it up with the guy, or whatever the case is, because this is a long-term type of a thing. Shouldn't be negel maisa to anybody. Atzlochem bracha. Thank you for listening. Kol tov.